And I think I can say from a state perspective, I've observed through my recent engagement with space-related agencies, the impact of announcing that we have an Australian Space Agency has just opened the door for all Australians to participate in the international space economy. The NASAs and the other agencies have seen it as a commitment, and it doesn't matter whether it's, you know, this big or that big, the fact that there is a commitment is really, really significant. I'd also, so first of all, I'd like to say that Victoria, of course, is interested in being involved in the space economy, and we are an engineering state, we're a manufacturing state, we're a medical research state, we are also a mining technical services state, and a state that depends on agriculture and is concerned about its environment. And so I think, as Gordon said earlier, space is as much about what it tells us about Earth as it is about the potential and the answers that we can glean from deep space exploration. So there's a satellite photo of Victoria, and one of my slides will talk a little bit more about how we're hoping to get higher resolution and even more informative pictures of our environment. But before I go there, so we are a very strong science research and development economy. We're a knowledge economy. I've been working to support the science, technology and innovation agenda here in Victoria for close to 20 years. We've got very significant universities who are contributing to landmark discoveries, including the detection of gravitational waves. And this photo here is of the Keck Laboratory, or Keck Telescope, which is in Hawaii. And Victoria, through Swinburne University, is one of very few places in the world that can access the data from this telescope, and it's actively being used to explore some of the fundamental questions around astronomy. So I guess the point that I'd like to make is that we don't need to necessarily have all the equipment here in the state in order to be able to engage in significant space research, and both here in Victoria and in other states, of course, as well, have been able to participate over the years, but now having a space agency will really just give that added impetus and open up further opportunities. So we're engaged, as I've shown you, with Hawaii, but perhaps one of the most exciting announcements and engagements that we've had over the past 12 months is partnering with international space agencies. And you'll see here a photo of the International Space Station, and you'll see a grey, what looks like a shoebox, up in the left-hand corner there. That's a hyperspectral camera that La Trobe University here in Melbourne worked on with the German Space Agency, the DLR, and Teledyne Brown. And they put that camera up on Dragon X last June. It took 6 weeks or so to get up to the Space Agency, up to the International Space Station. An arm off the station picked it up, and in the payload that went up on Dragon X, it was installed within a month on the agency, and the very next day was sending information back on our environment that we had never, ever seen before. Just this week, we've had the DLR out, and we're talking about the next camera to go up on the International Space Station so that we can generate even better data that can be used for environment, agriculture, and waterway management. So really, the opportunities are endless. We have, as I mentioned earlier, advanced manufacturing, so we see the opportunities here for our industry is about building for space. So we have a number of businesses with specialised space-related capability. Many of them have been down at the Avalon Air Show this week, and they have both a dual defence and space-related capability that can be applied to other other applications, and that's what it's all about. And that's the beauty of space, is that it's just, in some respects, can be thought of as another domain to which we can apply the technology, the knowledge, and you know, the ingenuity of our people in using existing capability, but for a different purpose. We're a leader here in Industry 4.0. Now, what that means is really applying digital technologies to advanced manufacturing. So it's really about the new wave of manufacturing, enabling smarter, faster design and also production of manufacturing. So we have capability right across our university system and our institutes. We have 3D printing and advanced materials like carbon fibre and graphene, which are going to be really important if we're able to, or when we're able, because NASA has said they're going to the moon in 2028. So some of these materials will be needed in the components that will be in the spacecraft that go up and will also be required for production on the moon, because we won't be able to take everything up. It's about connecting people, places and activity with space data. And we've heard about the Geoscience Australia work to take the GPS resolution down to an amazing world-leading resolution. So that will not only enable and provide extra applications and functions of mobile phones and a whole range of other technologies. It will underpin automated vehicles and just, you know, the whole Internet of Things will be transformed by the significant uplift we will have with our GPS system. Of course, it's about health countermeasures, and the previous session talked about that, and I'm sure you've heard about robotics. In fact, I think you had a demonstration earlier today. Here's a photo of the Nova Rover team and some of the old team, if I can use that description, as well as the new team are here today. And I was out there just the other week to visit the team as they prepare for their challenge to go to Utah this year. Very proud of the fact that we've got a team here from Victoria, from Monash, who are competing against the rest of the world in the University Rover Challenge. So good luck, guys. I know that you'll smash it, like Joel there with Mark 1 did last year. It's about skills. And so this is, you know, we're interested as a government, and we will be working with the Australian Space Agency on skills-related initiatives. We have had here the Melbourne Space Program, which started about 5 years or so ago now. And that really is about trying to provide engineering students, like the Nova Rover team have done with the robotics for Mars. This is about, and their focus is around CubeSats. So getting groups of engineers to design a CubeSat and run a business model along the same side, so that the legal, the business aspects of developing a project are able to be supported in a team-based way to really provide that stepping stone from university studies to the real world of business. And we see this type of activity is being incredibly important in underpinning the future workforce. And of course, it's not only about university students, important as you all are, it's also about inspiring the workforce of the future at a much younger age. And we've been very fortunate here in Victoria to have the Victorian Space Science Education Centre, which is taking years 7, 8 and 9 students through the centre. It's a full mock-up of mission control. There's an analogous sort of a moon landscape, and they do geology experience out at Strathmore High School in Essendon. So here you can see just the looks on their faces, I think, tell the story about how exciting space is for everybody. So look, I might just leave it there, but to say that we are very committed as a government to supporting and creating and crafting a way in which Victoria and Victorians can participate in the space economy. We'll be starting to promote a whole range of other activities that will go to just increasing community awareness of space.